Library Joint Powers Authority Board meeting of February 6th to order. Can we have a roll call, Paula?
Supervisor Peary, Citizen Gert.
Here.
Citizen English.
Here.
Councilmember Byers, Citizen Portinger.
Here.
Councilmember Reed, Councilmember Terrazas.
Here.
Supervisor Stone.
Here.
Councilmember Story.
Here.
Okay, we've got, we've got an agenda in front of us.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes. And then we've got approval of the minutes of January 9th. Are there any corrections or additions?
I have a correction for January 9th. It doesn't reflect that I was present. And I was, because I seconded a motion later.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Oh, move to accept, is it?
Yes, second.
Okay, all in favor with the correction?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that passes. Oral communications, is there anybody who wants to say anything that's not on the agenda?
I'll bring up something I thought was interesting. I got a correspondence from a couple down in Southern California that came across this sheet music from 1949. And I know that we've had donations in the past from, you know, whether it be that I think it was the former owner of Williams Beauty College that donated, you know, $80,000 for the Central Band. I just thought this was nice, and I'll pass it along. But it's sheet music from 1949 about Santa Cruz, and apparently in Santa Cruz there was a Rodeo Records that existed here, and this is going to go in the library archives of other state music. So I'll pass this around if you're interested, but I sent a thank you note and a couple of coffee mugs.
Are you going to sing a few bars?
More, I definitely wouldn't do it justice, Mark. If you'd like to, please go ahead. I looked though on YouTube, someone does play the tune,
musical,
so if you're interested.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Someone
to we'll add it to the sheet music collection.
Okay, great.
And Helga, can you get Jim and Catherine to join us? So yes, almost everybody's here. Okay, we have a consent agenda.
Okay, first item is closure of the library for staff and service day, and no changes there. The alcoholic beverages policy. I realized when I was going over the packet today that I included a draft of the memo instead of the final report. The alcoholic beverages policy was first adopted in 1981. We have a corrected one at your place, and was last revised in 1997. I hadn't filled in the date and I got the draft out. So anyway, that's the consent agenda. So we talk about it unless there's a request.
Motion to accept the consent.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Nope. It passes. All right, let's see. Written communications. Okay. Reports of advisory bodies. Is there anybody from the Friends here?
Yes. I want to pitch the tours that we've been giving. Dave's been on one, and Jan's been on one, and
you went with the task force.
Oh, the task force.
Because I called you the other day to solicit you to go on a tour. We've been doing the tours now for a good 2 years, and I think it really works. The idea in the beginning was cultivation, to try to reach out into the community and bring more people of influence into the library. They have an hour tour with Teresa. It's quality time. We call it behind the scenes, and as you know, you get into parts of the library that other people don't get into. And I would like your help. I'm recruiting people for the tours, and I would like for you to think of somebody that you think would benefit. I have Zach Friend signed up for next tour, and he's going to learn more about the library so that he can speak intelligently about it. And Bruce McPherson wants to take a tour, so he's going to get signed up when he calls me back or emails me back. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for the library, you know, and the Friends are doing it because we are hoping to build more people who love the library enough to be a friend or to leave us something. And right now we are working on the concept of legacy and also working on a brochure for wills and things, so that we're trying to expand our fund development. Did all of you get a newsletter this week so that you are getting check it out? And have you all received a annual report? Well, I would really like for you to take another one, and I'll put a pile of them on the chair, because you must come in contact with somebody that might like to see it. And I've put a little envelope in there for membership. I was pushing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol. Is there a finance committee report?
We have the one from November. The minutes have been approved, so they're in your packet. And then we did meet in January, last week.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to report on that, or do you want me to report on it?
Well, you're the chair.
Yeah, well.
David chaired. So David and Sam, David chaired.
For that hour and a half, we co-chaired the meeting as the sole participants. I think the agenda, the item reflects a discussion, so maybe when we get to that, we can discuss it further.
Yeah, the two main items on today's agenda, the budget priorities for next year and the revised budget for this year, were both discussed at the Finance Committee meeting. So.
That's okay with my co-chairs.
I concur.
Okay, moving on to member reports. Anything from Capitola, Sam?
There's no further update from the last report that's in the minutes. Until this oversight committee really gets in the gear and starts making decisions, I don't know if I have anything more to tell you. We're just still on hold.
What do you want the time frame of the oversight committee?
Well, anyone's guess.
I think it's going to be a couple of months or so before it all gets formalized. And I have not heard anything further. I don't know if, Mark, if you've heard more about the timing of these oversight committees and when they're going to start.
Probably start within the next couple of months, but I don't think they've got to meet, they've got to organize.
Yeah.
Probably looking, I would guess, till May or June before decisions start being made.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each jurisdiction did things a little differently with respect to RDA. Yeah. So, you know, we've got to kind of sort through all of that as well.
But the committees aren't even all assigned yet, right?
No.
That's happening.
That's happening within the next 2 weeks to a month. I think they'll all be set.
The structure, though, is in place.
Structure's in place,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Not everybody has been assigned yet or appointed to the different committees.
Do you want me to take this off the agenda and let me know if there's some time to...
Well, that's what
I
was
leave it on if
thinking.
You want.
I think it's better maybe just to not agendize it until then. If I see things starting to develop, I can alert you and we can put it on. Yeah, so.
Moving on to staff reports.
Okay, so the monthly narrative is kind of exciting, everything that's going on that we've managed to do in January despite all the upheaval. Are there any questions on anything on here?
Is this the report I read about the backlog and cataloging processing?
No, that's in the budget priority, the
okay.
Extra money for this year.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Thanks.
Okay, so statistical report. Thanks to Jesse, this afternoon, we got basic circulation statistics out of the new system. She's just been so busy with other things and that she was finally able to do it. So what you have at your place is they're basically November, December, and because this meeting is fairly late in the month, we actually have January. And it's a little different format than what we've had before. It's geared more towards where we're going with the performance indicators, so I kind of left off some of the older stuff and just the interest of catching up November, December, and then January. As far as I can tell, the statistics are kind of all over the place. If you look at it, I know you're not going to have time now to digest it. We've got visitors down
circulation up, circulation per hour down, visitors per hour down, but overall circ per open hour is up. It's kind of, I've been looking at this for most of the afternoon, and it's, so we're...
Because we have more hours.
Right.
You know, we can increase
sure.
overall and still show decreases by certain units
yeah,
of measurement.
When
so.
You start looking back at November
yeah.
and December, though, it's interesting. It's just it's going to take a little while to digest it and haven't had a chance really to do much of that. And we also, it is only January, which is just 1 month in. December, the percent change from last year is similar to November's. We were up a little bit on circulation. But visitors were down a little bit. I still don't have, we've got new staff in place to give me ebooks and downloadable figures, and they didn't get them to me, and I asked for them today, but they must not have gotten. So people are still getting used to what they're supposed to be doing, so they haven't gotten all the stats.
Are those included in these circulation figures?
No.
Oh,
they're not.
They come from outside.
They're
okay.
not. They come from outside, and the staff, it's the selectors that are responsible for it, and I don't think they knew that they were responsible for it. So, so we have ebooks from November, but never got. I guess I have ebooks from December, but I don't have January's. And I think I'm not sure if that ebook figure includes the downloadable audio. It might. I'm not sure. And I couldn't get. There was no staff available today. We had someone had a death in the family, and some are off on Mondays. So we'll catch those up. Online renewals is a stat we never did have in here, and it actually, by the year end, our circulation stats were always off by about 500,000 from what we actually report to the state in this report you get, because this report did not include online renewals. So I'm going to try to clean that piece up. So it's a work in progress. But I thought I'd give you something so you get a little bit of a sense to catch up and a little bit of apples to apples.
Teresa?
Yeah.
So in under the outreach section, does that also include the bookmobile?
That is the bookmobile.
Oh, that is the bookmobile. So.
Yeah.
Because I recall that there was also the book, pardon?
The book buddies.
The book buddies, but those are distributed separately?
Book buddies are in the outreach. Book buddies,
so it's book
bookmobile,
buddies, bookmobile.
Senior facilities.
Okay.
They're all in there.
Okay.
Also, next month, I will start reporting basically on the performance indicators that we agreed on. There's nothing really to report yet. So it's just beginning of a change in how we do that.
Okay. Teresa,
yeah.
How are you tracking visitors?
Visitors, each branch has a electronic eye, has an electronic counter.
Uh-huh.
So they take the total for the month and they divide it in half. So we figure everybody who goes in has to come out.
You will, right?
So far. Now, that's not true on the group of brands of 40, but you told me that in the paper.
Yes.
Can I digress here and tell that? On Friday, staff got into the work at Brands of 40, and there was smoke in the building, so they called the fire department. Fire department came. Police department came. They finally determined that someone had been living up on the roof of Brands of 40 and set a fire. Campfire obviously to keep warm. They also found other evidence of living there, which I won't go into details, which you can imagine. And the building was fine. It must have gotten in through the HVAC or something, but nothing was damaged. And yeah. So I don't know how to count that person.
I've got a question on the CERC for open hours.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers look like they're the outstanding positive statistic. Is that how I'm reading this? That they're up. I'm looking at the subtotal.
CERC per open hour is
21% in November.
Was up in November.
12% in December.
Yeah, November, December are still the old hours. So there's less hours. So
okay.
Your CERC's more concentrated in those
so
open hours. So in January.
So where do I see Jim? Oh.
January's on the back.
Turn it over.
I killed a lot of trees today. I tried to
okay.
save them.
But it's still up in January.
It's
but
up
a little bit.
Over the previous year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not ready to draw any conclusions from any of this data yet. So
it does seem like there's fewer visitors. I mean, that seems consistent.
It seems
now.
Like there's fewer visitors, but they're checking
out
more things.
Yeah.
It's just, the collection's important.
Are these metrics tracked by other library systems?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any correlation to what's going on between what goes on here and what goes on?
Every other library in the country has seen CERC and visitors go up steadily.
So we're counter.
Yeah.
Counter-critical, okay.
Mm-hmm. I should say every other one. I haven't studied every single one, but the
yeah,
general
but the
trend
you
of what you hear.
Yeah.
And partly it's probably a result of partly our hours and partly the state of our collection the last couple of years, which the numbers may indicate that we are doing better.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I neglected to ask this. You, in regards to the narrative reports,
mm-hmm.
just really quick. There's you know, a lot of information that's in there, and I know that people have been really busy with the transition and other plans, but some of these are great for like Facebook or some way to put out there, because I mean the partnership with Popeyes and a lot of the you know, reading times at different different branches that are taking place. Some way to get that out there so that it can be shared with other groups, because I think it's really, those are really positive stories that may not make it out in the general news, and they show a lot of the programs that continue with the library that I think are that would be important to publicize.
I'll pass it on. We do have we do put some things out on Facebook and,
mm-hmm.
and Twitter, and hopefully you're our friend so that you get those.
Yeah, I do.
And we do have, in part of the reorganization, we do have a staff member who's more responsible for virtual kinds
mm-hmm.
of things, so she'll ramp up and I'll mention it to her that maybe she can comb that report for
mm-hmm. for some ideas.
For ideas, yeah. Okay. Financial report. We're doing good. Went over this in great detail with the Finance Committee. We're 50% of the way through the year. As we heard last month, sales tax is up a bit, so that's really helping. Expenditures are pretty much in line where they should be. I did a little bit more analysis late this afternoon as it's tied to one of the items coming up, but we're in really good shape overall for the budget and what's expected for the rest of the year. So we're, you know, sales, the county is not predicting that sales tax is going to continue to at the same rate it did for the first 6 months, but I think that's really just caution on their part, which I understand. I mean, none of us want to assume anything at this point, but we'll need to watch it over the next few months because that could be significant additional money as well. So based on if the next half of the year is the same as the first half of the year, our sales tax change would be more like $681,000 instead of the couple hundred thousand. So very exciting. So anyway. But are there any questions on the financial report? Any areas anybody?
I've forgotten the telecommunication services outside.
That's the E-rate that we haven't.
That hasn't.
We just got approved for it.
Okay.
We just filed the forms today to start getting the reimbursement. So it lagged. They just. When I used to do E-rate, you finished the process in February. They told you by about April or May that you had your money, and it started in July. This time we heard in late November, early December that we'd been funded. So they catch it up, but
it's every year you start over again?
Well, it keeps going. We eventually get all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they were quite in arrears, and we ended up getting an extra like $30,000, I think it was, that they owed us from 2 years before. But then we thought we'd gotten ourselves onto a nice even keel where they were, you know, it lagged, but we caught up with the lag, so it was happening, but it's not done. Anyway, so that should hopefully get better here soon. Warm winter's helped. Won't help when we don't have any water, but okay. Personnel is at 48%, or 50% of the year, which is good because the first half of the year should have been the expensive half in terms of the way we budgeted. Costs should go down in the second half. Okay. Update on the transition. pretty good. We're definitely starting to see some pressure points, some places that probably don't have enough staff given the volume of business that they're doing. We're starting to look and try to quantify where some of the areas where things need to be, should be shored up a little bit. We're discovering Live Oak is really behind in their check-in, but they're also, they don't have those 8 hours of volunteer time yet, so I said go ahead and hire library aides in the meantime, because we need to see, will the number of hours do it, even if it's not the right people yet. But so we're starting to track some of the things that we're having a little bit of difficulty with. The reference seems to be working pretty well. Covering class visits is difficult, and one of the performance indicators is to increase our class visits. So that's going to be, that could be problematic, because we're having to hire subs in order to cover so that staff can do the class visits. So there's certain areas we're watching.
Isn't it the sort of the, not outreach, but like the kind of the reference team that does that?
Yes. It is the reference team that does that.
But it's outside of their regular hours doing reference.
Yeah. We had thought programming would do it, but they don't. It's the high school level was being done by the reference team.
Mm-hmm. And why would programming do it?
They don't have the time, and the expertise for that is more along reference than it's. I mean, not that they couldn't do it, but it's more of what reference staff would do. So we're just kind of, you know, dealing with things. I don't know, Gail, do you want to?
Oh, Emily, hi.
She was out of town today. Anything that you want to mention?
Well, the programming department is doing third grade and under.
Right.
Yeah.
And the older accepts on reference.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where they're having more problems.
We asked staff to keep us informed.
We've
gotten quite a few emails explaining issues. Gail, do you have anything you want to pinpoint?
No, there's just, we're adjusting. I think people have done a really tremendous job for only being a month in, but we are, as Teresa said, finding some areas that we think we're short in staff. So we're working on it.
Overall, the public seems to like the hours. Gotten just so letters in your packet of people thanking us. Seems great.
When you bring a sub back, for reference or different places, when we call somebody in, a substitute, what are their hours? I mean, are they calling in for an hour, 4 hours, 8 hours?
Normally, it would be 3-hour shifts, but I believe for the reference shifts, we're going down to 2, if we have to.
Is that hard to bring someone just in for 2 hours?
It's hard on the person you're bringing in, yeah.
Sure, that's what I meant.
It is. We try not to do it, but...
So there's no, by our policy, there's no minimum or like...
No. By practice, it's been 3 hours, right?
It's been 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's
been
3 hours.
We dropped it to 2.
We asked to take it down to 2.
And if we're doing so well, how come we have to be so tight with our money? Well, because it's a whole package of what do we, what do we increase?
But when we assess those really difficult hot spots, whatever you call them, we kind of look at that.
Well, what we're doing is we are... Like, Live Oak, they reported that check-in, they're so behind in check-in, and we looked at it and discovered they didn't have their volunteer hours in place yet. So I said, well, they're 8 hours of library aid short per week, and that's a lot. And it's, over 4 weeks that starts to build up. I said, hire the library aides for those hours until we get the volunteers in place. So we are using the sub-budget quite liberally to shore up in places, but what we're trying to distinguish is this an endemic problem,
mm-hmm, sure.
Or is it just, somebody's out sick, or we're not covered yet with the volunteer contingent, or and so that's what we're just trying to do right now, is just try to identify where the problems are and then try to get to the root of the problem, and it's going to take us some time to sort that out. We are only a few weeks in, but staff attitudes have just been phenomenal, what they've accomplished and what they've done and how they're doing it. I don't know if you've heard from staff, from public, or anything.
So letters, great indication.
Okay, so the other, I'm just reporting back. You don't need to take any action on the meeting dates, but I was asked to vary the location. We determined that Boulder Creek was not big enough to accommodate the
we'll be advertising them because the public doesn't
yes.
come here.
Well, we noticed them. That we have a lot rather extensive list that gets emailed notice of the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And we can put it out on Facebook.
I mean, I think that would be one of our reasons.
Yeah, the reason why I wanted us to start going out to some of our other branches like Aptos and Scotts Valley is so that we can start getting direct feedback from about the service hours, start hearing from the public in those areas that may not be coming downtown. And I think we talked about maybe doing some additional, maybe whether it be advertising or different outreach to make sure that we do that. So if there's any way to maybe post these differently.
Sure.
Or even through whatever mechanisms, like channels or if the Aptos or the Friends have, communication, make sure that people know about the, that we're going to be meeting these locations to at least bring out more people. I remember when we varied for that subcommittee, mm-hmm. when we met out in Aptos, the meeting room was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And same when we met, at the three other locations for, service models. And so I would hope that when we start to go out again that we can start getting that, direct feedback as far as whether or not the decisions that were made are going to at least provide that same level of support.
We'll do some publicity. We'll put out some flyers out to the branches. And
I'm sure Jim will help us right here, won't you?
Of course.
We have a real live wire in Boulder Creek who would certainly help us get the message out.
We'll do some publicity. Okay, so revised budget for this year. So I tried to look at what were some possible one-time costs, things that would repeat that would help us out a little bit this year, in terms of where we're at, and recognizing that a lot of our problems right now are staff resources. We've been stretched really thin because of the migration to the new computer system. That's really tied up at least two staff members' time in information technology, if not more. But two people are pretty much working full time on dealing, still trying to work things out. So we've fallen behind there. There's things that we planned on doing that would increase efficiency of the service model that we haven't been able to implement. And so we tried to look at the things that would have the most impact that we felt we could do with our resources or contracting for resources. And so that's the list you have in front of you. And one of those is, as Catherine alluded to, we're really behind in getting things processed. And I know Jesse's very involved in trying to get the back end working on acquisitions and cataloging and processing. The idea being in the service model is that we were going to try to get things shelf ready from the vendor. And we're still working on setting that up. I don't know how close we are. We were really close. I don't know if it's, the profile set up. They're doing some testing. I don't know if it's ready.
Do you want a little more information?
Let's not get too detailed. I couldn't handle it. We're moving. We're progressing towards these things, but we're not there yet. And, of course, the model's kicked in, and we've made a certain assumptions about efficiency. So just bringing some staff in that know what they're doing to get materials processed and out the door. Because I first said, well, let's spend more money on materials, and they all said, no, we have the materials, we're just not getting out. So we really need to push those things through. Capital maintenance was another area where we gave some money this year, not as much as we're planning to give in next couple of years. We identified over $60,000 in need. We budgeted 40, and these are things just, bathroom stalls and painting and here and there, just things like that we need to do just to keep facilities maintained. So I asked for some more money there. Staff development. Finance committee should probably speak to this one because they made me up it. They said ask for more, so I did. And we've already found lots of ways to spend it, so we're real excited about spending some money on staff development and recognition. We're wanting to send two staff, Jesse and Ann, to the users conference for our system, for the Evergreen, and it's a really, really good time to sit down with other people who have been using the system and pick brains and have your brain picked too. mostly you'll do the picking.
I would hope so.
So anyway, that conference is in
April 25th through the
where is it?
It's the end of April in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Not in time for the Super Bowl. Missed that.
That's okay.
And then the last item on was contract assistance for IT, and this is helping. We have new computers that can get out, but we need to have set the image, and then we can order them with the image on it and get them right out where instead of them waiting for us to get that image on there. Receipt printers, instead of handwriting hold notices, we'd like to get the receipt printers out. Those have to get configured. And we are reasonably sure, we've talked with Chris Stathis from the city IT. He knows people that can help with these kinds of things. So it'll involve a little bit of our staff time, investing a little bit of our staff time, but then getting others to do the majority of the work. So that was kind of a ballpark, and possibly to start looking at our website for a upgrade.
I'm curious about you, because you just mentioned it briefly. I'll let David address it. I think that we have this discussion last time. I think it's really important that we look at our website as like the 11th branch, essentially. We're going to start looking at tracking access to that. But if you go on to the website and you look at the resources that are there, the databases, you know, with your library card, you can access a tremendous amount of library services online. And, you know, just talking with community members, the idea of simplifying access to some of these existing resources, I think, would be a very good use of resources. And so making certain that we kind of invest in that, just as we, you know, as we consider some of these improvements, we look at our website as, you know, something that is going to be available for the community in ways and increase access to it through making the site more organized and making it more visitor-friendly for people that are able to access information online.
So this won't actually overhaul the website, but it might give us some seed money to start looking at maybe doing some planning and getting some analysis done.
Well, it leads you now to the catalog, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get to the catalog.
I was just trying to.
There's a lot
think
more
that.
There's a lot more.
There's
available.
A lot more than just the catalog.
I know, but that's the big. That's the biggie. We have that book.
Anyway, that's and I. This falls well within the extra money that we heard about. We're getting and on top of we're doing just fine. I'm very confident that we're not going to endanger our fund balance, even with some of the other things we have pending out there that we've that you've approved. So I'm confident that this will.
So we need
this
a motion.
Will
recommendation.
Is
I'll
there
move.
A motion?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Not opposed. I just wanted to point out in the resolution that it specifies
oh,
that
there's a new copy
there's,
of the resolution
yeah.
too.
Oh,
yeah,
we're just
announced.
Full of typos today, so
oh, okay.
Thanks for noticing that. Yeah.
Never mind.
Actually, Dick caught that. Thank you.
Dick
caught that when I.
Good job.
Okay, so I believe did you get that, Helga? It sounded like the
first and second.
There's no opposition.
Thank you. Okay, budget priorities. Interestingly, I went back to last year to see what I wrote, and I didn't because we were in the middle of the service model discussion, so we didn't do this last year, so 2 years ago. So it was actually, to me, it's fairly, I think it's fairly clear-cut what you said you wanted, so that's what I reflected here, and let me know, obviously, if there's any changes, but maintaining the cash flow reserve, and we got there earlier than we expected, but I think that's cool. And that'll save us years out when we don't maybe have to put as much in to maintain it, but I think we want to make sure we maintain that. The increase in hours is recommended in the model. I thought I might have numbers by tonight, but I don't. I sat down with the managers on Monday. We looked both at where things that weren't working right now that we felt needed some attention, and then also what it would take, what kind of staffing was needed to increase hours, and it's too bad Ellen's not here because she's been asking me for this for months. I finally was able to sit down and do it with months' experience behind us. Not a lot, but it gave us a certain indication of where we, what it would take to go to the hours that you requested. It's actually budgeted by a per-person basis, so I've given the data to the personnel, to payroll, and basically the head of payroll got stolen by Capitola. So the city lost Tori.
Make up for Juliana.
So that's a couple of years ago. You guys don't forget.
Well,
So anyway, the second in command is working on that for me. It's the same time they're also trying to get the budget figures out to all the departments for personnel. So I really appreciate the extra effort he's giving me. And we traded phone calls today and never did connect. He's got some questions. So I will have those numbers by the March meeting. And also a timeline for implementation if we were going to do it. We probably would need to approve the budget earlier than June in order to be able to implement by July. So I'll have some more information on that at the March meeting. So. And then the other thing on the community service model, there were a lot of things related to technology, the vehicle replacement fund, capital maintenance, and small capital improvements. We had some things for single point of service remodeling. We had a little bit of money each year over the next few years. So trying to keep those things in the budget because that's, to me, they were all part of the same model. So it's just trying to keep the model moving forward. So that's what I was thinking were the priorities. If they're not, you tell me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I think in the last meeting, Sam was advocating to look for results before we put more money behind money that's already been spent. And the increase in hours that we're talking about in July, seems to fall in that category. If we look at metrics here that are suggesting that the visitor haven't just walked back to the libraries as a result of the hours increase that we just did, maybe we'll have enough data by the time July comes around to be able to see if is it worthwhile putting more hours on, or if we don't get a recovery, maybe we stop and rethink whether that's going to be a priority. It's just, I don't think we have to do anything about that right now. But it's just I see a little caution flag.
But just, you know, we I think when we established the schedule, we kind of talked about the short time frame between when we would collect these metrics from the partial openings and that July is a really short period of time. And it seemed, reflecting back there, the emphasis was trying to just get the library back to where it was and doing that as quickly as we could financially do so. And that was my recollection of how we kind of scheduled those increase in hours and one coming quickly on the heels of the other. And I don't think we really thought that, well, those metrics are going to be so fresh and new, it's not going to give us a lot of information to make a decision about that by the time we're in July. But if we don't, we're just delaying giving the patrons back to what they were used to before we did the crunch. And so, I think it was, was one supported going back into full open hours. And then, because that's the only time you really gauge on how the public's going to fully respond is, you know, when you're back to what they're used to.
Comments on that? In March, we'll have the numbers on what it'll cost to do that, and you can decide whether it's feasible.
We'll have another monthly
operational experience. Yeah. All right, is that it? So, yeah, that's it. Unless you want to give any other direction.
Recommendation.
Just the recommendation is to affirm these priorities and give me direction.
Direction for the prep of the 12:30.
Is there a second?
Second.
Catherine moved accepted.
And Dick seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Discussion?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any discussion?
I do have one question. In terms of the statistics that are coming back, we'll have that in March.
Yeah, the first report date for statistics wasn't until the end of March, but I'm going to try to give you what we have up till now in the performance indicators. The one thing that we don't have is a number of the indicators are survey-oriented. And I actually have good news to report. Barbara Gorson is going to come back as a volunteer.
Yeah.
And she's volunteering for me, for you.
Oh, good.
To help get the statistical service that we subscribe to that also has the surveys that they can produce and mount on the website. She's coming in and she's going to try to get that into shape because with Kira out and Emily redirected, I haven't been able to get to it. So she's going to come in and work on that and get spreadsheets set up for us and other stuff. So
great. She loves spreadsheets.
I know. This is so up her alley. This is so perfect.
So
I am so excited.
Okay. Further discussion? We have a motion on the table. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Other business. Report from our study session on January 23rd. Heard from a couple of architects, and Teresa gave us an overview of different facility master plans and how we could approach them. We gave her some direction, but no action was taken. And we will be having this on the agenda next month. We will be talking about it more.
And I can add that the city attorney was just rapid fast on the lease issue. And I'm going to actually be sending something out to you in the next couple of days, a basic template for a lease that would have to be adjusted for each branch to have some specifics. But anyway, so look for that in your email. I said, I don't need this in any hurry. And then he got it to me.
All right. Next, election of board chair and vice chair. Are there any nominations? Do we
want to
be chair first or vice chair?
Chair.
Yeah.
I'll
nominate
Sam.
Second.
Do
we don't
do
any discussion?
No.
No.
Speeches?
Floor is open for nominations.
All right. We'll see.
And so did you get that?
Mark
and then Catherine. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right,
motion passes.
Poor
Sam.
Well, no, I actually. Yeah, no, I feel honored and appreciate your time for me to take on this important role. Thank you, Lee, for filling in this interim period. Now I'm not sure if we'll just maybe wait till the next meeting to take over.
Yeah, you know, honestly,
I'm not sure.
Remember who. I
suggest we keep going unless you have
All right, is there a nomination for vice chair?
I'll nominate Lee for vice chair.
I'll second.
Okay. Any others? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Helga, that passes.
Sam, does this establish Capitola's chair? Somebody from Capitola?
Oh,
right. Barbara, nephew.
Oh.
And
Termini
before that.
Oh, that's right.
And
Termini before that. Oh, that's right. We're starting a dynasty.
Yeah. Something in the water over there, Sam.
We love libraries in Capitola.
Send us some friends.
Okay, we'll get a list.
Let's put that on the agenda next meeting.
Okay, and last is the finance committee assignment. I believe right now it's Sam and David on the finance committee, and it's a three member spot.
It's at least three. We started with four, and then we went down to three. There's no rules on this. We can't have a quorum of the board, but
so
we can have up to four.
So are there any volunteers?
We did it as volunteers the last time.
I'd like to volunteer Dick.
You need a second to that volunteer.
Well, since it's voluntary, I don't think we need to vote on it. But if you're willing to do it, great.
And then that group can decide on a chair when they next meet, which is the end of February.
Or just give it to the Capitola person now.
Maybe he doesn't want it. Doesn't have to be.
Okay, wow, that was a pretty fast meeting. So this meeting is adjourned, and just note that our next meeting is Monday, March 5th in Aptos at 6:30. Thanks. Okay, see you all then.